Hello, welcome to Reach, a podcast produced by WEC Australia that invites people who are actively sharing their faith in Christ to share their own story. Some share their faith within their own culture, in their own home country. Some are living in other countries where they do this across cultures. I'm your host, Richard Jenner, and with me today we have Ben Paschke from New Zealand. Hi, Ben.
Kia ora, Richard.
Kia ora. Yeah, that's wonderful. It. You're definitely from New Zealand. But that's my first question for you. You're a young man in your mid-20s. Right now we're at a missionary conference in Morisset, and that's why you may hear some conference background noise. But are you from New Zealand? Where are you from?
Big question. Straight out of the gate. I have called New Zealand my temporary home for the last 3 years. But further back than that, I'm not a New Zealander. I'm Australian according to my passport.
Okay.
But yes, with that clause, according to the passport, I didn't spend many of my growing up years in Australia. I lived most of that time actually in Vanuatu.
Where is Vanuatu?
Yeah, so it's an archipelago of islands forming a nation between Australia and Fiji.
Okay.
And so 83 islands altogether. And I spent two chunks of time there, sort of my earliest years through to about 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And then back to Australia for a time and then returned again for another almost 10 years. So through most of my teenage years, very formative years spent in the Vanuatu context and really warmly brought into belonging in Christian community and family in Vanuatu. And so I still would regard that almost as home to me.
It's your heart home in many ways.
That's where I feel I became established in a more secure identity of who I am and who God's made me to be.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. So why were you there? I assume your parents had a role there.
Yeah, so for the first bit, they were lecturers and on staff at a ministry training college in Vanuatu called Talua. And that's on the island of Espiritu Santo, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
That was the name given way back. So I would say I'm originally from that island. I would.
So you're from the Holy Spirit island.
Yeah, we can use that, yeah. No, but I grew up there in that context. They were originally teaching in a few different subjects and eventually found a bit of a passion, a bit of a role to support existing leaders and evangelists and those who wanting to reach out into their own community. So developed a missions course at the college that was particularly focused on equipping and supporting local missions within Vanuatu. So that was a special space to grow into. So I guess the missions training was from way back.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I suppose, I mean, you knew what they were doing, but the community you were in, it was what got you, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, from that time right through to into my teenage years, I recognised the immense value of and warmth of Christian community, where I could see that people weren't living for themselves, that there was
something different?
Yeah, an orientation to the other and for bringing them in and something different. That was punctuated by, I think, coming back to Australia at various points along that time and noticing the difference in various parts of how society operates between a collective-minded culture and people and a space that was quite markedly different in terms of a more so individualist orientation.
As we are here. Generally speaking. Often you don't notice it until you see the difference.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, yes. you've got to experience that difference. Now, Ben, why I was excited to have you, besides getting to know you, you've been at a Bible college for a few years and I really wanted to pick your brains for the next 10, 15 minutes about
okay.
Bible colleges and should I go to Bible college. I'm sure there's people out there thinking, do I need training if I want to be a cross-cultural worker and all those sorts of things? So is that okay if we
yeah,
go there?
Go for it. I'm an open book.
You're an open book. Excellent. Let's open that book.
There's not much written in there, but
I think there's more than you think.
Yeah.
So first of all, now you went to East West College. What's yes, its is yeah. that its full name?
Well, East West College of Intercultural Studies,
and which is in
that's in just outside Hamilton in the North Island of Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So it's one of the WEC international mission groups, yes. Yeah. Bible colleges or yep. training colleges.
Yep.
There's a couple of them around the world. One in Tasmania called Worldview. One in
yes.
The Netherlands called Cornerstone.
Yep.
And also one developing in Kenya, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So what made you first think about doing this?
Yeah, I think, oh, great. Well, we'll open up the book.
Yeah.
After leaving Vanuatu end of 2015, returned back to Australia and was trying to find my feet in what felt to me to be a bit of a foreign land, except for my family and extended family here. And I engaged in a few different things. I started an IT degree, which took me several years to complete.
Well, you completed it. Well done.
I did. Thank you. Yep. God's grace there. Yes. It was a lot of patience and perseverance. But I studied that online. And while I was doing that, I tried to engage as much as possible in ministry involvements in various spaces. I found myself typically gravitating to the cross-cultural interactions in
yes.
that space, in volunteering, camping ministry, etc. But also those who perhaps weren't given the smoothest start in life or that kind of thing. And it was a great joy and privilege to be a part of ministry in that space. In the next few years following that, I did find some opportunities to explore ministry in other countries that I hadn't been to before. So one of those opportunities was in East Timor, and I really enjoyed being welcomed in as a guest to another island context that was a very different setting than
yes.
what I was used to in Vanuatu.
Okay.
So there was language learning going around in that space and warm Christian community again. But one of the spaces that was a real challenge to me was I spent almost 3 months mostly in Italy, in Sicily, in the southern
yeah.
part of Italy there. And that was in connecting with unaccompanied male minor former refugees and asylum seekers.
So there was a refugee work there that you
yep.
You partnered with?
Yes, I joined in with some small ministry teams
yeah.
there. And it was a great opportunity to explore a very different life experience, to hear stories of these young guys who had travelled a really difficult journey, many of them quite young, early teen years, and now for them trying to find their feet in
yeah.
a foreign land, and the many challenges that came with that. I guess I came away from that time. I came back to Australia reeling a little bit in terms of the gravity and the scope of the situation in Europe in the former refugee space. But I resonated, I think, at a deeper level with the experience of displacement, of moving from a familiar context to an unfamiliar context and finding
yeah.
feet.
You've got to experience it, don't you?
Yeah,
And I often think that's why I love when people do short-term mission.
Yes, yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I don't think I know someone who's gone long-term as a missionary who hasn't done a short-term thing.
Right.
And got the taste, just experienced
yes.
people.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
The transition back into Australia was rocky, I would say that. That I had the feeling of helplessness. What can I do from here so far away?
Yeah.
And actually, so that was one of the questions that was being raised within me, of how can I be more useful, more effective, perhaps in that space of outreaching. Mm. During that time, I also really struggled with a bit of fatigue and a bit of lack of energy, and had dreams and ideas, but how to actually start moving towards those. And I was really challenged as well at a more of a heart level, that I had felt that my faith had been significantly intellectual, I think a mental assent, or, you know, agreeing to this Christian community thing. Mm. But I had drifted into a bit of a territory of regarding my relationship with God as almost an employee to an employer type relationship, where he was the master or the boss, and it was just a matter of me understanding what he wanted me to be doing. Mm. And then obediently following that. But in that, I think I'd been missing really capturing and beholding the heart of the Father, the compassion, the mercy. And this really came about reading through in Luke the story of the prodigal son, recognizing there were two lost sons in that space, and I fit the image of the older son really there.
Yeah.
So that was a big challenge to me. So I had these big questions going on inside of me, and I recognized I needed to explore this more. I needed to unpack more of my upbringing between cultures to recognize what came from where, what was helpful and what was a challenge ongoingly, and how to meaningfully make sense of things moving forward. So thanks for bearing with that. Very, I guess a bit of a rambling.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your heart was revealed, I suppose.
Right. laid bare. And
Yeah. And so that drew you to us knowing that you needed something, if you were going to help these people.
Right. Also help myself in a way, in terms of...
Yes, that's probably more important. Is that when the decision came to go to a Bible college?
Yeah, I think I had recognized that I wanted to explore some of the cross-cultural things, but in the context of my part in God's story and how God's story is unfolding in lives of those around me. I recognized also that I think a significant thing was how differences in worldview really affect our hermeneutics, I guess our reading of scripture and our application of that to life, that is necessarily brought through the way we see the world and the way we interact with the world around us. So I knew that I had some big questions to ask in that space. So I explored some options ended up at East West, but there were a great many options before me, and I had the freedom to find somewhere and go with it. But doors opened up quite clearly to East West. New Zealand.
Yeah, sometimes I think there's a lot of good options. We just need to choose one and we pray and ask for wisdom, and there it is.
Yes.
So that's great. You chose East West. What was it? What you expected? Did you expect to be sort of locked away in a little room just reading the Bible and going out occasionally for lectures, or... You know,
it wasn't quite the monastic space that you're describing.
Okay. So, what does it look like? You know.
Yeah. Well, what I really appreciated. Yeah. What I discovered was that it was a very intentional, all-inclusive Christian learning community space, where you build friendships and forge relationships with new brothers and sisters. Part of that is forced at first, but then gradually becomes, actually, I really love these people and love hanging out with them. I love the food that they cook. I love their varied types of expression and stories that they share from all around the world. And East West has been, I think, over recent times, about half and half domestic students from New Zealand and from international, you know, filling the other 50%, and during the time I've been there at least. And it's been I've appreciated that space of having a mix of cultures there.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Now, just some, I mean, the There's the big picture. Yep, the small picture.
The small picture.
The small picture, because people won't know, you know.
Yes.
You know, if you go to a Bible college like East West, what subjects do you study? Can you just let us know for some examples of what you might study, and maybe there's one you actually like the most?
Ooh, yeah. If I have any lecturers listening to this, I'd like some things to answer to. I really appreciated the mix of subjects that are provided there. I'd say just quite generally it's an exploration of scripture, God's story, biblical interpretation, and with, I guess, supported by cultural explorations and learning through history, missions and church history, through cultural anthropology. There are a few other things, like intercultural pastoral care was one that I did in the first year. So I guess there are some of these elements that are quite overtly culturally considered approaches to study, rather than assuming perhaps more of a singular starting worldview of the class.
I love how you put that, culturally considered approaches to study. I reckon that'll be on a T-shirt.
Oh, great. Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah, we'll explore that.
Because we forget that if you exegete the Bible, it is really written in a cultural setting that we don't know.
Right, exactly.
Just from that point of view, that's valuable. But
you and I sitting here in Australia, we are thousands of miles away from where all of this happened.
And
that is recorded
in 2,000 years, at least, or even more if you go back.
Exactly. And then there are millions or billions of people around the world who are in the process of day to day crossing these cultural jumps as they read scripture and apply it in their lives. And so it almost seems necessary that we should ask cultural questions as we read scripture too.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it. So can I ask then, have any of your beliefs been changed? Or I could put it another way, have you had any aha moments? You know, you've gone, you know.
Yeah. That's a great question to ask. I think I'm constantly learning. I think I perhaps went there originally to study, hoping that things would settle into neat little boxes.
Yeah.
And they really haven't necessarily across the board. Perhaps in some places I had specific questions that I was seeking answers for. Perhaps those were more around which aspects of myself are down to personality and...
Yes,
cultural expression, I guess. How have this was probably more so in the cultural anthropology space, the intercultural pastoral care, a bit of actually applied ministry engagements in spaces that are really well connected and provided in the local community. I started to recognize, I guess, the unique shaping of my upbringing, and rather than be left confused or frustrated in the realization that I have such a spread of background shaping, actually starting to appreciate more the unique
elements. Nature of yourself, maybe.
Right.
Perhaps it's because there's others around you who also have that unique shaping from where they're from.
That's right. Yeah, and it's
at parallels, and you see that. You see, that's why they are. That's why I am.
That's great. Well, you've read the thoughts out of my mind where being part of a body is a huge saving grace as well. Part of a diverse, multidisciplinary, multi-ethnic.
Do you think your characters change?
Oh, dear.
I mean, our character always changes.
Yes. My character changed. I know my accent has changed.
Okay, maybe we should ask somebody else that question. I'll ring them up.
Yeah, sure. I might phone a friend for that one. I would say perhaps on some things where I felt a bit dogmatic before because I had put myself into one way of thinking on something, I think I've possibly become more at peace with the space of being, okay, this is what I'm currently thinking about something, but let's put it on the table in conversation with people and allow it to be reshaped, put it up to the light of Scripture and allow it to be reshaped.
Okay.
And that I think that's become a more central value for me, allowing my understanding to change as the Spirit leads, I guess. Yeah,
that's marvellous. So if someone asked you, should I go to Bible college, would you say yes?
I would say put it before the Lord, and and yes, don't be scared of taking a step like this, because I guess if the Lord is calling into this space, if there's a question and a tugging on your heart, that when as we step boldly into opportunities like this, that the Lord does provide. And I've, you know, come to know or come to observe and recognize and appreciate God's provision through unlikely circumstances, especially through hearing stories from people within WEC and within other mission agencies and other organizational backgrounds, where I think for many people that would be the daunting part of a step like this, stepping into the season.
And and it's a big investment of time.
Yes,
in your life. Yeah. I think it's a big decision.
But the return, I think it works out
lifelong.
Very well.
I got the second T-shirt. Was step boldly into the space the Lord provides.
Great. We better start writing these down.
We better. Yeah. Hope we're recording this.
Just need an illustrator on board. Can we?
We'll do it. Yeah. Hey, now, I really love talking to you, Ben. Now here's your chance. The world is listening. Is there any last message or Bible verse or anything you want to leave with the world out there?
Oh, thank you. I think for me, I have found a home in the Father's heart. I have searched for home in many places, geographically, in the attention and affection of others, in my own charisma, I guess, to use that. But I've been humbled time and time again and brought back very graciously by God to a place of I belong with Him, and that doesn't change regardless of where I'm at. And that's an immense hope and balm for a restless soul, I guess you could say. But I recognize that there are millions of people, not only out there, but also very close around us, who don't have this realization, who have not encountered this experience. And so I guess for me, I want to share belonging and home in the Father's heart with those around me, especially those of former refugee backgrounds, migrants, those who are culturally, geographically displaced. But in terms of Bible verse there's one that really speaks strongly to me. Maybe it wasn't written to me, but I feel like it was written for me. It really just jumps off the page. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. So I'll just read. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Wow.
That's just special. And
it is. The way you read it is special too. Oh, thanks. I can tell you love it.
Oh, I love it. Would you like me to read it again?
No, it's okay. I'll just listen to the podcast. Ben, thank you for sharing your story.
It's
very special.
Welcome.
I look forward to seeing what the Lord does with you, your journey.
Thank you.
What happens?
Yeah. Well, if anyone listening there wants to have more of a chat with me personally, or hear more about East West for intercultural studies, for growing and equipping,
they can write to the podcast, and we'll pass on the message.
We're all on social medias and things, and I may be one of the ones responding if you're quick.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Reach podcast. We'll put the links to the Bible colleges we referenced in the show notes. And you have a great day. God bless and goodbye.
Shop o'clock.